So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to the first episode of the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Brian Gallardo. I'm a dog training and behavior expert. I'm also the founder of Awoken Canine, a dog training and walking company based in Tampa, Florida. We deal with everything from young puppies beginning to see the world to anxious, fearful, and even aggressive dogs. So the reason I created this podcast is to help everyday dogs and dog owners learn how to enjoy everyday life together without the added stress. You see, as dog owners, I understand that we want to be able to do more with our pups, take our dogs out places, and enjoy everyday life together. But many times, we might find ourselves limited to what we can and can't do with our pups due to our dog's behavior. So my goal with this podcast is to provide you guys with one dog training secret each and every episode so that you can stop stressing over your dog's behavior, teach your pup to be the best version of him or herself so that you and your pup can do more of what you love together without the added stress. So without further ado, let's jump into our first episode, how to achieve reliability from your dog. As dog owners, we want our dogs to be consistent and reliable with their behavior and obedience. But as dog owners, we must first understand this concept. Dogs are ultimately a reflection of us and what we allow and don't allow. Through this lens, we begin to see that our day-to-day routines play a major role in getting reliability with your dog's behavior and obedience. See, dogs are always learning, so we're always training and teaching our dogs whether we realize it or not, especially when they're young. Everything from entering doorways to how to greet guests. So with that in mind, we have to ask ourselves, are we being consistent in our day-to-day routines? Are we being consistent and rewarding and enforcing behaviors we want and don't want from our dogs? For instance, most puppies and dogs love being outside, and many dogs and puppies impulsively try to run out whenever the front door is open. Instead of allowing your dog or puppy to continuously rehearse any behaviors you don't want, like impulsively trying to run out the door, we want to teach your pup to wait for us to say it's okay to walk through the door. But we're not just teaching your dog this once. We're practicing this every single time you're walking through the door. The more consistent you are with something as small as this, the more you realize that your pup will begin to automatically wait for you to say it's okay to walk through the door instead of impulsively trying to run out the door, because consistency creates reliability. Think about it in terms of us humans. It takes about 21 days to create a habit. If you go to the gym once a week and then for the rest of the week just eat junk food, are you going to get healthy and in shape? Probably not. But what if instead you went to the gym every day for 21 days and ate healthy? You'd likely become stronger, healthier, and in better shape because you were consistent with the process. The same is true for dogs. If we want reliability, we must be consistent with our dogs. Think about this. If you're not consistent with your pup and enforcing basic rules, such as walking out the door, then you're essentially consistently allowing your pup to break the rules. You see, dogs don't grow out of behaviors. The truth is, behaviors in dogs only get stronger with repetition. And dogs are very opportunistic, meaning that if you give your dog an inch, he'll probably take a mile. But if you're consistent and never allow your pup to break the rules in the first place, then you'll begin to see that your pup will begin being reliable and consistent with his behavior. Because ultimately, the truth is, we can't expect our dogs to be consistent and reliable if we, as our dog's owners, aren't being consistent and reliable when it comes to enforcing and reinforcing behaviors we want and don't want. So take the time to provide your pup with a day-to-day structure and routine, ensuring that you're consistent and reliable when it comes to training your pup.